The first thing we have is an intro, and here's what the entire intro sounds like. Now let's just take two measures. Measures 1 and 2 are basically the same thing twice. I have the left hand playing the A below middle C with the fifth, and as soon as I hit it, the sustain pedal goes down. Then left hand will play the E above middle C with the first. Right hand will follow that with the A above middle C with its first, followed by the C above that with the third. And then for the second measure, we do that again. Left hand A, E, right hand A, C. And notice the timing. 1 and 2, 3. 1 and 2, 3. So the first two notes are eighth notes, getting only half of a count. The third and fourth notes are quarter notes. They get a full beat. Now let's see what we do for the third and fourth measures of the intro. The third and fourth measures of the intro sound like this. Left hand, we play the A below middle C again with our fifth, and then the F above middle C with our first. And as soon as we hit that first A, pick up the pedal and put it down again. After the left hand plays the F, right hand will play the B above middle C with the second, and then the D above that with the fourth. And those two fingers should be right over those notes. So measure 3 again is this. And then measure 4 is this. Left hand is playing the G sharp below middle C with your fourth or fifth finger, and the E above middle C with the first. Right hand, you are playing the B above middle C with your second. These hit together, the pedal goes up and down. Then we have one more note in the right hand. This is the A above middle C with our first finger. And this is actually the pickup note for the first verse. Let's take a look at that first verse. The first two measures of the first verse sound like this. Left hand, we are playing the A below middle C with our fifth and the E above middle C with our first. At the same time, the right hand will play the C above middle C with its second finger. So these all hit together. The pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, I want you to play the D above the C you just played using your third finger. And then the E above that with the fourth. And then I want you to slide this finger up on the white key. What this will allow us to do is use the fifth finger to play the F sharp above that. And then come back to the E with your fourth. And that's the first two measures.